Okay, what I'm going to discuss this morning are Dvarim Pshutim. I only discuss Dvarim Pshutim. But on the few, starting from Daf Ches, Amud Beis, continuing on Daf Tes Amud Aleph. Tes Amud Beis, Yud Amud Aleph, Yud Amud Beis, Yud Aleph. Continuing for about four blot is a very important Yisod. Namely, b'mida shadam modeid, moded in lo. Or mida k'negen mida. That's what Chazal discussed. And probably the one who really most, from what I understand, was responsible for propagating this particular character trait, the Ramban al HaTorah. Anyone who learns Ramban al HaTorah, which is Yesodi Adas. If you don't learn Ramban al HaTorah, you don't have no hasoga what Chumash is all about. So, especially, as I said, in the Sefer Bereishis and Shmos, probably more so than Vayikra, Bamidbar, and Dvarim. So what I did here was I collected, I didn't actually do it, someone did it for me. I'm completely computerless. Mechashefa lo sechaye. Mechashefa, machshev, lo sechaye. That's the pasuk I operate with. I don't have a clue how to do anything. But here, the Gemara has, maybe we'll just mention. Thank you for the additional nispach. So you'll see here on the four pages that I quoted several Gemaras. Maybe we'll just quickly review them and then we'll try to understand what is the underlying feature that is, and there are several, according to the Rishonim, that characterize this particular very fundamental Yesod in our Hashkafa. On top of the page, on page number one, the Gemara Megillah, also a famous Gemara, Shebemida Shadda Modid Ba Modidin Lo, Melamech, Haisa Vashti, Vashti the Risha'a, Mevia Benot Yisrael, Mavshitan Arumos, Vosabe Melacha B'Shabbos. And therefore, the Megillah describes the response, the reciprocity that was operative regarding Vashti, namely, the way the Gemara here quotes it, Pusuk, Machar, Dvar, Ma'ela, Kishok, Hamas, Amelach, Chashverosh, Zachar, Vashti, Vesasher, Asosa, Vesasher, Nigzar, Aleha, Kishem, Sheosasa, Kach, Nigzar, Aleha, Vatumain, Hamako, Vashti, Lovo, Bivalamel, Hashem, Yad, Asavisim, Vaitsof, Hamelach, Mel, Bachamaso, Boar, Ravo, and she also appeared in a similar kind of state, and that's what the reciprocal relationship, and that came as about of the midah that she herself demonstrated. And we continue just a bit further. Also well-known psukim, but the Ramban is not so well-known. This Ramban has caused a fair amount of stir. We have here today with us my Rebbe, a psychologist, Rabbi Yaakov Hoffman, so perhaps he'll be able to assist us. El ha'isha amar harba abe itzvonech ve'heronech ve'etzev tel dibanim ve'el ishech chukasech v'hu yimshol boch. This pasuk has been misinterpreted, misconstrued, distorted, distended. L'dore daros, especially with manenu. V'hu yimshol bach, Chazal understood it simply in a very simple terms. That refers to, in terms of the act of tashmish hamita, who is the more active and who is the more passive. That's how Chazal understand the pasuk. Look at the Ramban. Ramban has a marvelous pshat. V'anochem ve'inai, says the Ramban, Bruchim Aboim, especially from where you came. V'anochem ve'inai, here there's Rabbi Baum there, there's another one. V'anochem ve'inai, sheheni sholso, shetia nichsefet ma'od el bala. What a Ramban.
Longing.
A longing that a woman has for her husband. V'lo tachush l'tzar ha'hirayom v'aleida. Isn't it amazing that women give birth, and the amount of pain that's involved clearly is something that we can't even begin to calculate. V'hu yachzik bo kishivcha. What exactly does that mean? I don't think it's to be understood in a literal kind of way. V'ein aminag liot ha'eve mishtokeg liknot odon la'atzma. The Gemara says, kalakone eve kikone odon la'atzma. So the Rabban is citing that Gemara, that Chazal. Certainly no eve has such a hishtokekus. On the contrary, Nebuchadnezzar, Gufokonu, is someone who's going to try to escape V'hine zo mida keneged mida. Ki hi nitna gam le'isha. V'yocha b'mitzvasa. V'anasha. What did she do? In the terms of the chet of the Eitz Hadas. So the punishment was, shalotia hi mitzava olav od. V'hu yitzava olav al kovasono. What was that? Which word? Yes, that's what it's a mistake. It's a mistake. With the mapike, he not na gam liisha, biyolcha b'mitzvata. She was the one who, obviously, as Rabbi Yaskel Shlita pointed out correctly, she's the one who gave to her husband, and she coaxed, and as a result, she's punished. Shalotia hi mitzava alavod, uitzava alav kovetzono. What a statement that Rambam makes. But this is in the vein of, oh, there are none left. I didn't make enough. 1 second. Maybe I have an extra one. Yeah, I have an extra one. I have an extra one. I have the original. So, yeah. 1 second. Sorry. So, this is again in the Geder of Mida Keneged Mida. Let me just show you a few other Rambans. They're not so well known, but they're very famous. On the Pasuk, Le'yosu Shevim Yehuda Mecholkei Ben Raglav Avki Yavo Shilo V'lo Yikat Amim. So this is essentially the Mokor that Malchus emanates from Shevet Yehuda. And the Ramban, at the end of Vayechi, has a well-known discussion. This is actually Machlokes the Rambam Ramban. That's what Soloveitchik always pointed out. That the Ramban takes the Chashmonaim to task. They violated the Tzavah of Yaakov Avinu. The Tzavah was, L'yosu Shevim Yehuda, M'chok Ben Maglov. There's also Yushalmi, the Ramban quotes, we'll see it in a moment, that a Meshrin Kohen and Melochim, that a Kohen cannot become a Melech. The Rambam, in Hilchos Chanukah, the Rambam is Meshabeach, the Chashmonaim. The Rambam is Meshabeach them. The Rambam tells us that Malchut in Yisrael extended for another 200 years till the Churban Bayis Sheni. So the Rambam clearly praises them, and the Ramban, you'll see here, takes him to test. The Ramban is bothered by Akasha. If it says, Lo Yosu Shevim Yehuda, it's not true. What do you mean, Lo Yosu? What about Shaul HaMelech? He's not from Shevim Yehuda. So how does one explain? Well, the Rishonim has this Kasha, and there's literally many approaches to be Miyashidim. Look at the Ramban. Lo Yosu Shevim Yehuda, so what does it mean? Ein inyanu shelo yasu le'olam. He brings a raya. Because the Pasuk says, Yolech Hashem Oscha Vesmalcha Shetokim Alecho, El Goya Shelo Yadata Tov Abosecha, Vinei Heimu Malkum Bagola, Ein Lemod Melech Vesarim, Vyamin Rabbi Melech Vyisrael, Vaanovi Lo Yavtiach, Es Yisur Shelocha Vashev Yivishu Minyan Babu Shivloch Aleim Yehuda. Abel in Yono, Shelo Yosu Shev Yehuda El Echod Me Echov, that it will not shift from Shev Yehuda to another Shev, Ki Malchus Yisrael HaMoshe Aleim Mimenu Yeh, comes from Shev Yehuda, ולאים שלח מאח אבלה בכן לא יוסם מחוקי בן רגל שכל מחוקי בישראל שביאר תבת המלך ממנו יהיה כי הוא ימשול ויצווה בכל ישראל ולא חותם המלכות עד יום שילו ולא יקת עמים לעשות בכולם קיצונו וזהו המשיח כי ישב ימר זדובי שהוא המלך הראשון ושילו בנו אשר לא יקת עמים but now the middle part is the one that I'm interested ולפי דעתי היו המלוכים המלוכים בישראל משער שבועתים אחרי דוד עוברים על דעת אביהם all the other מלוכים who ruled were in violation of this tzavah of Yaakov Avinu. U'mavirim nachala, ve'emo yisomchim al dvar achi ha-shiloni ha-navi, she'mashach li'rovim v'yomar, v'ane yasdera dovid l'manzot, achlo kol ha-yomim, v'chasher ha-richu yisrael l'amlich aliyah m'shar shvotim melech ha-chamelech, v'lo yichozim ha-machud Yehuda, oru al tzavah ha-zazoki, v'den shubahem. They were punished for violating the tzavah of Yaakov Avinu, k'mo sh'omar Hoshea, heim imlichu lo mimeni. And now it comes to the main point that I mentioned, v'zeh ha-yaonish ha-chashmonaim, she'mochu v'vayisheni. Ki hoyu chasidei elyon. Rabban describes them as chasidei elyon. V'ilmole hein nishtach v'atorah v'amitzvot mi'Yisrael. V'yapu b'kein nenshu onush gadol. Ki abad b'nei chashmonai azokena chasidim ha-mochim zeh ha-chazeh im kol v'rosim ha-tzachosim nofu b'yad oivim ha-cherev. V'yigid v'yigia ha-onesh b'sof. A lot of mistakes here. V'yigia ha-onesh b'sof v'ma sh'omu chazal kol man yom b'es chashmonai yano avdohu. Shenichrusu kulam b'avon hazeh. The entire family, the Chashmonaim family, was cut off. The Abi Shoya Bezer Hashimon Onish Menatz Dukim Abakol Zer Matisyo Chashmonaim Yatzadik Lo Obdu Ela Babu Zeh Shemochu That's the pshat in the pasuk. And they went ahead and decided, no, absolutely. Okay, then he has another suggestion. This is the Yerushalmi that the Ramban cites later on. I didn't quote the entire Yerushalmi. You can't have, and there's all kinds of explanations for that, why a Kohen cannot be a Melech. They're two different roles, completely. The role of a Kohen is one role, and the role of a Melech is a completely different role. There's even a discussion, who is subservient to whom? That's a separate halachic discussion, an Ashkafic discussion. Okay, but anyway, I'm just showing you in the Ramban that he also utilizes Midah Keneged Midah. This theme of Midah Keneged Midah is found so many times in the Ramban al Torah. It's just umpteen times. I didn't cite all the times, but I know from my days in high school when I studied the Ramban. אני למדתי את הרמב"ן על תורה כתיכוניסט. עשינו את זה פעמיים. היה מישהו שהכריח אותי לעשות את זה. אני נאלצתי, מה אני יכול לעשות? He's a Rashiva, the Mir Yeshiva in Brooklyn today. So we still learn every Shabbos. Friday night and Shabbos, we learned the entire Ramban and that Parsha. How many hours it took? We came to Tazvir Metzera. Wow. It took us 4 days to go through those Rambans. We had to learn Mishnayos and the Goyim, all kinds of Taros in order to be able to make heads or tails of the Ramban. So, and I did it twice in my days in high school. And from there, I'm familiar with Ramban primarily. So this theme in the Ramban, take a look on page number 2. This is also the famous Midrashim that the Ramban, again, comments on it. This, if you remember, that the Ruvein B'chor Yato, Kochi B'Rashis only, Yeser Se'es V'Yeser Oz. Pachas Kamayim Al-Tosa Ki'olisa Mishkei Ve'Avicha Oz Chilal Tzu Yolon Chazal. And Rashi quotes this, the Medrash, the Mokra is the Medrash. Yesef Se'es V'Yeser Oz, HaBechorah Ha'isa Shulcha, V'Akun Ha'isa Shulcha, V'Amalchus Ha'isa Shulcha. It was all to be vested in Ruvein. V'Yachshav Shecha Tosa, Nitna HaBechorah Le'Yosef, HaKunu Le'Levi, Amalchus Le'Huda. Wow. A tripartite loss on the part of Ruvein. He lost the Bechorah, he lost the Kahuna, he lost the Malchus. And then there's a well-known Ramban. The Ramban comments on the psukim that the directly below him, Vayishlach, Vayibishkon Yisrael, Varatzei, Vayelech Ruben, Vayishkav, Bilal, Pilag, Shobe, Vayishma Yisrael, Chazal, Gemaran Shabbos, Kolomi, Ruben, Chote, and Olotoya. We don't understand this pasuk in a literal way, but simply he shifted the beds, the way Chazal, Rashi quotes it. And that's the next set of psukim. On the other side that I just referred to, says the Ramban, Valderech HaPshat, Yitochin, Shebil, Bil, Ruben, Yitzue, Bilal, Mi pachado shel teled the Yaakov od. Wow. A pachad that there will be no children born no longer children. Ki yuha b'chor. V'choshav lo kachat shnei chalokim. V'yafsid Yosef mikol ha'achim. Wow. Unbelievable. This kind of, I don't know what to call it. Chazal see it as being rather impertinent, to say the least. Rather emboldened to engage in this kind of behavior.
Why is he going to lose more than anyone else?
No, but to make this kind of cheshbon, that's the issue.
What was the cheshbon?
Okay, that's the question. What's the cheshbon? V'choshev lokachat shnei chalokim v'yafsid Yosef mikol ha'achim. Let's see. How many children did each one have? That's what we have to calculate.
Had two.
What was that?
Each one had two. So three of them had two children.
No, so what was the cheshbon here? That's what he meant?
He's getting two halak and he stands to lose the most.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I think that's what he means.
He's getting 212, including 213,
he'll only get 214. Correct. So that's what it says. The issue was not his mother. Lo pachad mi'imo kiskeinu ha'isa, ulai me'isa zilpa, O choshash lichvot imo babura yosef shivchasa, v'lachein nitla mimena b'chora mida kineged mida. Because of these chishuvim, cheshbonot, this is again, the Ramban says, mida kineged mida. And then he writes at the other side, left-hand column, u'min ha-katuv hazeh kvi pshuto nira kemo sheperashi b'seder v'yishlach, ki rubin niskav and lisal az bilo mi'ovik kine shaltei lo'od banim, what we just mentioned, v'yamida b'chorosa al-kein amalo shu b'chizut v'kalut dat, Shachshov la'aviach lo yavalo imenu yitron rak hefset. I continue, and the Gemara Sanhedrin is also famous. They're all famous Gemaras. I only cited the Gemaras that are famous. There are some not so famous Gemaras. I didn't cite them. There are about another 25, at least. So here in Sanhedrin, we know that there's a statement in the Mishnah, which is an astounding statement. Someone who denies Tchiyas HaMeisim in the Torah. By the way, they accuse the Rambam of denying Tchiyas HaMeisim. The Rambam came out in Mishnah Torah, very kimat any skur shal Tchiyas HaMeisim in the entire Mishnah Torah. So they attacked the Rambam, and they said he denied Tchiyas HaMeisim. That's when he wrote the Igeret, Tchiyas HaMeisim, to indicate that's not correct. That he obviously is supportive of the concept of Tchiyas HaMeisim. So the Mishnah says, Omer ain't Tchiyas HaMeisim in the Torah, or ain't Tom HaShemayim, is an Apikuris, Rabbi Kivim, Afakuris, or Achitzenim. Fine. So comes the Gemara. V'kol kach loma tana. Who kafar b'tchiyas hameisim? L'tikach lo yilo chela b'tchiyas hameisim. Shakol midosu shakarush baruchu mida keneged mida. And the Gemara goes on. It means, wow, the achrayit upon us is so overwhelming. I would say the enormity of the achrayit is beyond belief. We have to be exceptionally careful. Number one, the beliefs that we profess. Number two, the actions that we take, that we do. Because it could ultimately, am I allowed to use the term, haunt us? Mida k'neged mida? Oh, Andy must speak. Wow. I apologize, Rabbi Pia. I didn't make enough copies. So this mida k'neged mida, the Gemara then quotes from Psukim by Elisha. There's a very famous Psukim, it's a Haftarah. I assume we're familiar with the Haftarah. Minayin shekol midosu shekolosh boch mida k'neged mida shenem avayam Elisha shemud v'Hashem. Kait machar sasel solo b'shekel, matayim sorim b'shekel, b'shar shomron, and vayan ha-sholosh. Hinei Hashem osu arubut ha-shamayim, vayi ha-dobar hazeh. And they told him, hin charo b'einechem b'shom lo tocha. You're not going to benefit from this. Again, this is the, and then we know what happened. That's the next set of lines in the Gemara. Vayir mesu al tocha am b'shar v'yamov. And the Gemara again assumes that this is also based on the din, are based on the concept of Amida Keneged Amida. On the bottom of the page, also Gemara and Shabbos, I think this is fairly not so well known, that this is based on Amida Keneged Amida. There's a din that you have to make sure that you must be the Talmud Chacham properly. You must be every Jew properly. But the Gemara says here, Amar Chiyah Ba'amar Rabbi Yechon Kol HaMetatzel Be'espeder Shol Chacham Einu Marach Yomim. Wow. Amida Keneged Amida Shenemar Besasa B'Shalchat V'Yivena. That's the Pasuk quoted here in the Gemara and Saita. The Gemara quotes it a number of times. The Pasuk in Shayo, the Gemara has a number of fascinating ha'orot relating to this Pasuk. But you see that someone who is mitatzel, v'espedo shel chacham, v'rachman ulitzan, will not be marach yomim. That's called midah k'nmigah. It says Rashi, hu lo nitabel al shenitkatzu yimei ha'chacham, af lechayav lo yechushu b'na shamayim. Pili ployim. Ma kesher.
Midah k'nmigah, so he will not have a proper answer.
That's what I would say. That's not what Rashi says. Rashi extends this considerably. I would have said, the Mida Keneged Mida, okay, you won't be Zaycha to a proper husband. No.
He wasn't Machshir B'chachem's wife.
That's what he's saying, Rashi. That, Hu lo nitabel al shenitzkatsu yimei ha-chacham. He should have, Pravan Avelos, he should have been more.
He's not Machshir B'chachem's wife.
Correct. So therefore, they're not going to be Machshir his life. Lo yachushim min ha-shamayim. Unbelievable. Okay, now we have a whole slew of Gdolei Rishonim and Achreinim. There's no end to the Rishonim and Achreinim who discuss this issue. I mean, literally, it's an entire... I just met, I'm friendly with him actually, with Avaron Pessin. So he told me he wrote a whole Sefer, Amida Keneged Amida.
A set.
I said, you didn't give it to me. So he said, I gave you so many other things, but this Sefer he didn't give me, probably because it's four volumes. So then Kesef. And I told him, I'll pay you for it. I just found out about it this morning. Okay, anyway, so because it says there are two Gersos. The Pasuk says, Sonia Matanos Yichya, and some say, Sheina Matanos Yichya. They have a different Nusach, different Gersa. The Ram quotes out the Halacha. So I'm very makbid, not I try not to receive, take Matanot, unless I pay for it, unless someone insists that that they give it to me. And like I often give out one or two svarim that I wrote, I give them out often gratis, and not everyone is, shall we say, in a position to pay for it, so I figure, why not? If someone is, will give me a bit of a schus if he learns whatever's in that sefer. This Rambam, in Pir Shemeshnayis on page 3, one of the most famous Rambams of Pirshei Mishnayos. The Rambam writes, it's the Mishnah that we're all familiar with, Hilda Azokin, Rog, Gugolot, Achat, Shetzof, Apnei Amayim, Al Diatef, Tat Puch, Vesof, Metaifach, Yitufun. I had a Rebbe in maybe third grade, fourth grade, he used to quote this Mishnah all the time. And he used to say, tit for tat. That's how the Lashon that he used. Tit for tat. He didn't speak much English, this Rebbe. All my Rebbeim only spoke in Yiddish. I grew up in Yiddish. So the only word he knew was tit for tat. He knew that. He used to quote this all the time. Basically, why did he say it? Because we were out of control. This European Rebbe, who learned by Briskov, it was maybe third grade, fourth grade. He couldn't control us. He used to tell us, Al Datev, Atvuch. It was very, very militant. He comes at Talmud of Briskov, Goin Adi. I didn't realize what kind of a Goin he was until many years later in my life. We made his life miserable. Partially miserable. I should say we. I don't think I was really one of the main, I was pretty well behaved. Otherwise, my father would have, I would not have been alive. But anyway, it was terrible. And he used to quote this Mishnah all the time. He quoted the Rambam and Pirshei Mishnayos. From this Rambam, I know from him, in third grade. So look at the Rambam. He said, what? Ratzal Omar? Shatonerag babu shaharakta zulatcha. Vasher hargecha atil de'areg. Hakavana b'zeh ha-ma'amar. Shapulot ha-ra'ot yeshuv b'rosh ha-seyem. I don't know if this fits into the Mensch Tracht and Gott Lacht. I think so. That eventually what we do is going to, as I said, will come to haunt us later on. Kemoshe Omar, Abonotav, Yilkaduna Tarasha. The Omer, Bor Karav Echbreu. We dig our own grave. The Omer Chacham, Bebida Shad, Modedin Lo. He quotes Al Gemara, the Sugis in Saita. You're going to get essentially what you give out, what you meet out to others. Unbelievable Rambam. The Rambam, by the way, was not a Kabbalist.
Why is it unbelievable?
It's unbelievable because this sounds like Divrei Kabbalah. It's a Gemara. It's not Divrei Kabbalah. No, but the way the Rambam phrases it, the way the Rambam says, "Dabar haniru la'ayin b'chol eid b'chol zman b'chol mokom." Ma pshat b'zeh? Zeh niru la'ayin b'chol eid b'chol zman b'chol mokom. It's so readily apparent. We see this, let's say, on an ongoing basis. Maybe we have to talk about ourselves. Let's say, I always try to, when something happens to me, I said, what did I do today? Or what did I do yesterday? Or what did I do, I don't know, recently, that warranted this situation? I do this all the time. My father, Shalom, taught this to me decades ago. Mida keneged mida. But who was able to figure it out?
Sometimes it's very
odd. Maybe sometimes someone of your stature.
No, sometimes yes, sometimes no.
Are you Shalom kamocha? But this lashon, nire la'ayin b'chol eit b'chol zman b'chol rokom. I saw from the Chafetz Chaim that he writes, at one point in time, there was a terrible incident of someone who maltreated a woman, and the Chafetz Chaim wasn't able to somehow prevail over this person to somehow stop this maltreatment. And the Chafetz Chaim said, what's going to happen to this person is just indescribable. It may not happen today or tomorrow. About 28 years later, incredible tragedy occurred to that person. The Chafetz Chaim connected the dots from that which happened. The Inui, she was an almana. The Inui Yosem almana, like call almana Yosem loisanun imani tani also. Kim tzo gitzak elai shema eshma tzakoso v'chor api v'akti eschem v'chorev v'ayin nishechem almanos v'nechem yisoyimim. Our salvation used to point out the Ramban there also in Mishpatim. So the Ramban on the spot, he comments, it's not the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos says, if you see something which is inappropriate, you should be moche. Okay. Kol mishiyachol limchos v'en amoche, so he'll be nitfas v'yisa ovam. But this is much worse. And by the way, the Lashon is Lashon Yochin. Ki imani tani oso, Lashon Yochin. Ki imtso gitzak elai, Lashon Yochin. Shema eshma tzakoso. V'chor api v'hakti eschem. Who's the eschem? Lashon Rabin. We're talking about a Yochin. Shema ane, Yosef Mamona, chas v'sholom. The Rashi says, hu adin l'chol tzushu shikoach, lav dafka Yosef Mamona. But they're easily preyed on. That's what the Torah mentions, Yosef Mamona.
But anyone, it applies across the board. V'ayu nesheichem almanos uvneichem yisomim. This is much worse than someone who's not moche when you see something that is worthy of macho. And you're in a position to be moche. Let's assume, let's say, the Gemara says in Yevamos, Shem shemitza ladum dover, loma dover shenishma, kach mitzvah shelo loma dover shelo yishama. Hocheach tochiyah, the sugin erchim. That is only when they'll listen to what you have to say. The Gemara says in erchim, who says that today do we have anyone who listens to any tochacha? Who listens to tochacha? The moment you say tochacha, that's the end. I only had one Rebbe, really, who gave tochacha. Even the Rav Zatzal, I don't think he really gave tochacha the way, yes. Although I mentioned last night in the drasha that I gave in the 30th Yard side of Rav Soloveitchik, that where he, Pasha, we say, when I read the Gemara, so that was the din of Zoyk Gemara B'Talmidim. That had nothing to do with tochacha. I just obviously didn't prepare the Gemara properly, and therefore was worthy of being, shall we say, reprimanded, scolded. But I had a contact with another Ashiva, Agoyin Rabbi Yochanan Grelick Zatzal. He had no difficulty giving people techocha, and I'm talking about with fire, Eish Lahova. He's a briska, Talmud the briska of. And I mentioned that, so that already is unusual, and he said that he had so many enemies, he could fill up Madison Square Garden with all of his enemies, there won't be enough room. It must speak Mako. It probably was true. You either loved him or you hated him. So there are people who, shall we say, did not like him intensely. Luckily, Baruch Hashem, I happen to like him immensely. So I wasn't deterred by all the teichocha. Okay, but I'm asking simply, Rabbi Munitz, and the Lashon HaRambam, Dover HaNira La'ayin B'cholet U'B'chol Zman B'chol Mokom, and Al-Zeh Ani Shor Otcha. Ma'ab Shab is that? Well, Navi, so the Chavetz Chaim, he could connect the dots in, let's say, this generation that he lived in. The Rambam, I'm not saying he also could connect the dots, no doubt about it. But my Lashon, Nira La'ayin B'cholet U'B'chol Zman B'chol Mokom.
It has to be that he said this at 16 years old.
What was that?
He said this when he was 16 years old, or 20 years old.
Yeah, he was a very young man.
It has to be that it's not apparent, because there would be no Bechir.
Nira La'ayin. First of all, there probably will still be Bechir. That's a very good question that you are raising. And the answer, we have to make a nuanced distinction between the fact that Bechir is still there. B'chol Zot, this principle is applicable, because it's not necessarily applicable right away. And it could be applicable many years later, many perhaps even decades later. That's what the Chofetz Chaim connected the two dots of this Inui Almana to what happened 28 years later. Okay, but he goes further. He says, now it works in the other direction as well, in a positive way. Namely, someone who's malamin maila shemechadish poel tov min atayves, someone who does good things. Yagi'ehu to'ele tapoelahu. If you teach this midah, hu malamin dover sheyase tov lo lezulato, divrei hakatuv bazeh tov meod, omar ki poel lo demishalim lo. Is a person essentially is a koveya his own matzav. We are the ones who create our own destiny. And that's exactly the yisod. Now take a look here in the Chinuch, also on the upper left-hand corner, writes in a similar fashion. They understand it as in terms of gmul, schar, and the light, schar v'onesh. V'lo keino inyan etzel Hashem baruch hu chalila. Ki einim Hashem baruch hu kim tova v'chesed rachim l'olam. There's only, Hashem is all good. He is absolute goodness. Kulo tov. You know, there's a big machlokes. Absolvechi used to say this over. He said he once traveled to, his grandfather, rather, Rav Chaim Briska, had a Karov, who was the Lubavitcher Chassid. He lived near the Baltic Sea. So Rav Chaim went with Rav Simcha Zelig Riga, the Dayana Brisk, to visit this Karov and the Baltic Sea. And then when they came to his home, he wasn't there. Apparently they had stepped out. So they started looking at his farm shank to see exactly what kind of farm he had over there. And he had a sefer. I forgot the name of the sefer, but the sefer in the Hakdama had said there's a big machlokes among the Rishonim, why Hashem created the world.
So one said, of Rishonim say, Hashem created the world a large group of Rishonim. Kol Anika Bishmi, Bichvedi, Brosib, Yitzarti, Vavasisid. Lashon the Pasuk Yishayo. Nobody Yishayo says, that's what the Ramban derives, by the way, at the beginning of Bereshis. There are three verbs that are used to describe the creation. Bara, Yatzar, Asa. Bara means Yesh Me'ayin, Ex Nihilo. Yatzar is Vayitzar Hashem Elokim Yisrael Adam, Ofrim and Adama. Vayipa Be'apad Mishmas Chayim, Vayadam Nefesh Chayo. Yatzar means there's some material, some chomer. I mentioned last night that the hyletic matter, the chomer hiyuli that the Ramban speaks about, is an Aristotelian, a Greek notion. Many, many philosophers had such an idea. And then Asa is the Makom Patish, Asiyato al Matkunto. That's how the Ramban writes in the beginning of Bereishit, but partially based on this pasuk. And anyway, Bikin says, so why did Hashem create the world? Teva hatov lehetiv. Hashem is all good. He wants to share that goodness, that hatava, with all of his created beings. This yisod is the yisod which is accepted by all the Chachmei Akam Kabbalah and across the womb. So the Rav Chaim tells the Simcha Zelig Riga that he doesn't subscribe to that notion. So Rav Simcha Zelig said, what do you mean? The Psukim and the Chachmei Kabbalah, and that's why Hashem created the world. He said, no. So what's the Briska approach? So he said, Sim Kaddish. Yiskadel, Yiskadesh, Shmei Rabba, Bi'alma, Divra, Kirusei. I'm not going to say with the Dagish and the Chof. Kirusei. That's a Minig Agro. Anyway, Bikitzer, back in Kefes, B'tchilat Rosh HaMilah. Anyway, what does that mean? Allah, B'idei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yom Echad, Allah B'libo, Livrat HaOlam, B'barat HaOlam. Zo HaSiba, Ein Siba. We can't give reason. This is classic Brisk. We can't give reasons why Hashem created the world, whether it's Teva, Atev, Lehetev, and all kinds of other reasons that are given as well. No. The reason is because he so decided one day to create the world. He created it. No reason. Not Teva, Atev, Lehetev, and all kinds of other reasons. I won't get into that right now. Anyway, so here the Ramban, the Bechinuch, he points out that Hashem is all good. This is the classic Shita. Ke'enim Hashem Baruch Hu Kim Tov V'Chesed V'Racham De'olim V'Chal Eisech Al-Sho Tuvo Muchan Al-Kol Ha'Roi L'Kablo. Lo yanum lo yishan shomer Yisrael. Ma she'amru chazal, etzlo baruch hu b'mida, she'adam odu v'amodu nilo, ha'kavanu lo ha'ro kvi ma'aseh ha'adam, im l'tova im l'hevach, yitachem l'kabalat ha'gmul. The schar that I receive is a function of my behavior. I'm koveya, my ma'aseh, my actions are koveya, what's going to be my ultimate destiny. Ki de'olam b'otor inyan she'yasim kol ma'ashvotav, v'yaseh ma'asah b'dugmato ma'amash, t'imashek alav ha'vachah ha'hevach. Now the bracha that I'm going to receive, well, chas v'shalom, the opposite, is purely a function of my behavior. Now, you quote here also from the Ran, there's also a very famous Ran, Dvar Shataran, Drush HaShlishi, Kfar Hodinu, Chazal, Shekol Midos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mida Keneged Mida, Kmo Shoshanin, Mishraseinu, he quotes the Mishnah in Saito, these Mishnahis that we are presently learning, V'chein L'inyan HaTova, V'rotz Hazeh Hashem Yisbarach, K'dei She'ityashev Inyan HaShkacha B'lei B'nei Adam. Now, this is a slightly different take on the matter, namely the Ran has another suggestion, what the basis, what the time for this Hanhaga of Mida Keneged Mida. So he says, in order, Sheyityashev Inyan HaShkacha B'lei B'nei Adam, namely divine providence. This is a subject which is very vast. What's the nature of this divine providence? Is there a distinction between, number one, Klal Yisrael, Umos HaOlam? Is there a distinction between human beings and Nagid, the Chayot HaSadeh, of HaShamayim? Do they have divine providence? There's a big machlokes of Rishonim. Basically, it's the Rambam against everybody else. That's the only way I could put it. Because the most Mekubalim held, based on many, many Rayot that they bring, even from not only Nistar, but Nigla as well, that the Gemara says in Chulin, that even Isveh HaSadeh, before they grow, Omrim Lahem Gadel! The Gemara said that you tell the blade of grass, that you instruct the blade of grass, okay, now go ahead and emerge. Yeah, but I'm saying that means the Hashgacha applies literally to every single, the Ramban Shita is, it applies to all the four categories that the Ramban has at the beginning of Bereshis, namely, Domeim, Tzomeh, Chai, V'Daber. Domeim as well, Esev. There's a kind of Bechira, Afiyah Kabbalah, no question about it. Even a domain has a kind of Bechira. A different type of Bechira than a human being, but also a kind of Bechira. And Tzomeach in Shum Sofek. I remember I studied in my days in biology, tropisms. Are you aware you can talk to plants?
Yeah, it's very good to them.
Talk to them, will they come back?
Rabbi Scheinberg, you entered the wrong profession. I studied this in my days in biology and organic chemistry and botany and biology and quantum mechanics.
Only during the day.
Okay. And chai for sure, animals. Medaber, the muta kalimun, or the Rambam, more in the Ruchim, ha-medabrim, that's vayyadam nefesh chaya, that name the Ruach HaMalala, that's the greatness of a human being, is our ability to express ourselves and the like. You study chazanas, so you probably do understand it, in terms of music. That's where I'm lacking, and you, Baruch Hashem, HaZecha, in the Behar Chava. What? What was that? Enormous amount of research on this topic. But anyway, the point I'm just trying to, he's saying that there's another basis for this concept of Midah Shadamodi Bodim Nelo, Sheit Yashev Inyan Hashkacha B'le B'le Adam. Ki im lo yavo agmul hatov, v'lo yeh b'inyan hapoel hatov, efshe sheyezeh nitle b'mikre, v'min hogu shal olam. The person does something good, and right away, he's the recipient of Hashem's largesse, of Hashem's chesed, that's a sign of divine providence. Ein lecha hashkacha g'dola mizot. Yes, 100%.
But they're not.
What is that supposed to mean, we're not? There are different levels of Hakara. Some have more. You have a greater level of Hakara, and others have a lesser level of Hakara, of the Hashkach of Hashem's Barach.
How does that work with Bechira?
Okay, again, this would require about 100 Shurim on Bechira. So I can't do that. I'm not good at Adi Omelem Kolasman She Hador Hazeh Heim Rotzim Mashanikwa Torad Rogolach. אז הוא רגלחת, רגלחת. הכל זה הרגלחת. ואני לא מהדור הזה. אני מדור אחר. צריכים להרחיב את היריעה, כי מה הכל נושא. So I hope you don't mind my saying that. ברוך השם, you are way beyond the people that I know, that I deal with on an ongoing basis. Thank God I speak to you once in a while, ברוך השם. Restores my faith in humanity. Anyway, so here you have, but this certainly is an element of עניין ההשכחה בבני אדם. I'm talking about the young people that I'm involved with, that I teach. Everything has to be 1, 2, 3. Answers miyad, b'makom. Anyway, so that's a lozu adach. The bechira issue is a good issue. It's a good question. It needs a lot of fine tuning, a lot of nuances here. But he's saying the basic idea is a little different than that which we saw till now. That this is the issue of hashkocha, that we should recognize the divine providence in our lives. And then he goes up. Kashiyavu agmul b'otonyan b'atzmoshia po'al atov. Yodeh kizeh b'hashkocha. Hashem is barach. Now the person sees. You see the hashkocha of Hashem. You see the Ribbono Shalom? I mean, let me tell you, there are people who see this in everything. I don't have that koach. Someone told me that, again, I'm not in a position to defend these kind of statements of Yaskar, so I'm just telling you, in this shul, Masha Shamati, there's a fellow here who's very into, I guess you'd call it political science, to the geopolitics of what's happening in the Middle East and the world around us. So he does not like, there's a gentleman who heads up Turkey, Erdogan. He does not like him. And he hasn't liked him since I met him several years ago. I do understand that. And then he told me when that terrible earthquake occurred there, he got what he deserves. And he understood that this is or for that matter, the Gemara says that with his Chilul Shabbos, now, this used to be a common thing in Eretz Yisrael. Ata makir ze, ata kvar nimsa po habe shanim, kimat nolarta po. B'chol zot, as anytime massive fire, ein hasleifa mitzuya makam shesh chilul Shabbos. So the people will connect the dots, and then they say it publicly to an audience of, shall we say, people who don't have a clue what they're talking about, which just generates more anti-Semitism. So you tell them that, they say, Abo ze katu b'chazal, az ma? Lo ma she, kol ma she katu b'chazal, tzrichim lefasem rabbi? That's what's missing in general in this generation. Felt asach sechel. As the Rishon used to say, "Ichob gizen asach geinim." In my time, ze hob nishkin sechel. He saw many geinim, didn't have too much sechel. So, Baruch Hashem, most of them have sechel, thank God, and know when to say, when not to say. Okay, I'm not dealing with your issue. I've avoided it because it needs a lot of attention. Okay, look further and say, "Sevach sidim."
The Rambam is describing the principle. The Ram.
Okay. you could put it that way. But some want to assume that that these are two totally separate positions. Okay, but I hear what you're saying. In the Sefer Chassidim, directly below, he says, "Siog lechassidus achai yitein elibo mikraot upigdei bnei adam v'yeda ki al chataim hoyo lahem kein." That X occurred because of my behavior in the area of Y. Ubedav asher zadu nifra lahem. If you remember the lashon of the Gemara here in Saita, it's also Gemara in Sanhedrin, that the Gemara says, "Bigdeira asher nizbashlu," the kedera that you cooked. So now, shall we say, my father would say, "Your goose is being cooked." So my father explained that Gemara. So that's exactly the point that the Rabbi Lachos is making over here. Uvadavar shezodu nifrada amida kenega amida umitoch kach. So what will this lead to? There's another time. Yefash resh b'masov. This will lead to tshuva. Person should recognize the value of doing tshuva. Means mitoch ha-yisurim yefash resh b'masov, and he'll realize al ezeh chet ba va'idei zeh yachzor b'tshuva. So there's no question. That's a tremendous lekach in this b'midah shalom meideh, but in law, it will lead a person to to introspect and to do tshuva. Pen yikra lo kasha karalam chas v'shalom. That which happened to them could happen to him. Unbelievable. If you look in the Taras Meisher of Moshe Alshich, also in this week's Pasha, actually, in Pasha Shemini. So there, of course, he's talking about the context as the chet of Nadav Avihu. Chazal have so many explanations. The Rachaim HaKadosh, I believe, provides 15 explanations why Nadav Avihu, why they were nifta. Rav Salvech used to say that all the explanations notwithstanding, but the pasuk says why Nadav Avihu were nifta. V'akribu lefnei Hashem eis zara, asher lo tziva otam. There's a very nice piece on this in the Sefer called Darash Darash Yosef. I saw it. So there, in that piece, Darash Darash Yosef, so there he points out, that Rav Salvechi that is, that there are two ways that a person could go about doing a mitzvah. One is to go ahead and simply carry out the mitzvah, and then hopefully, as a result of doing the mitzvah and getting into it, so the mitzvah will generate a fire of its own, enthusiasm of its own, a vamkat of its own, and the person will be, Baruch Hashem, uplifted, elevated by the kiyum mitzvah. But it starts with the tzav, with the tzivi Hashem. And then hopefully the second and third and other elements that will emerge from this are the excitement that will be generated by doing the mitzvah. But the ikar is the tzav, the tzivi Hashem. And that's an ideal that one should try to follow. The problem is that someone told me, several people told this to me. They had matzah. They said the matzah was very dry. The matzah had hodnishkat kintam. So the truth is, the Gemara says, bala matzah yotza. We pass in the aloch, like the Shulchan, but the Rashbam writes there in Avim Psochim, the chatzilam davom tam matzah. You have to have some sort of tam matzah. But bala matzah yotza. But he said, hodnishkat kintam. It's sort of, his whole Yom Tov was negated, was undermined by that. So I didn't see it that way. I don't think my matzah was radically different. I didn't have it. Someone asked me, so they're using the Seder night matzah that was coated with chocolate. I said, that's something called Mei Peres. I said, you didn't come to my Shabbos HaGolad Rasha. You would have heard about Mei Peres and Machmitzin. I would have understood not to use that kind of a matzah. Rabbi Natan, Erev Pesach, twice in Psochim, quotes it in Avi Psochim, quotes it earlier in Daf Lamed Hey. Oh, that's what he timed it. It's just the coating. So then he shows me the matzah. What?
You don't test the matzah.
No, I'm not saying you should do a little theater.
By the way,
if the comparison is a good comparison.
Very good, Rabbi. Fine, but you're on the ball. It's an excellent. All right. So that's what he pointed out to me. He said it's only a coating. It's not that the matzah was baked with the May Paris is in the matzah itself. This is not in the matzah itself. It happened to be coated on both sides. He says, just like the latest tefillin, that they have the black on the top and on the black below.
There's sprinkles on it also.
What?
There's sprinkles on it also.
You sure can't use a
brack pen. Yes, So the question is, so that's what he asked me. It's not me, Peiros. What do you say? Brother Rav, have you asked a shlita?
The issue is, are you mabat the tam matzah?
It's not lechem ayni. So that's a shayla. So he's mechalik. He has to be mechalik between matzah and mevusheles. Also sugin ketzim bevochim. Also sugin av ripsochim. Earlier, actually, not av ripsochim. In the second parak. If you cook matzah, that can zayn. That's mafkia the shem matzah. The bishul itself, mafkia the shem matzah. Matzah has to have a din lechem. So that's no din lechem. It could be, that's for sure, mafkia the tam matzah. But this, the taina was, there's still a time of matzah. Anyway, I told him, here's what I'll do. Noch Pesach, I want to taste the pizza. I'm usually makpid not to eat matzah after Pesach, till the following Pesach. It's a little bit crazy. And the chumrah is only from a Shredesh, or the Kol HaShana Kula. Or the chumrah is from, unless I'm stuck, I have no bread for shalshulis or something like that, which happened more. What was that? I agree. Manishtana is a problem that you could have till Erev Pesach, you could have matzah. Anyways, but just the night of Pesach itself. So, what's the basis for that?
I'm sure he had a reason.
No, but it's called the Meiser Rav. I don't know exactly how the Meiser Rav, how he obtained, he used to make Havdalah, Amatzei Pesach, and beer. Makbid Davka to make Havdalah and beer. The Rav thought, Rav Soloveitchik thought it was connected to a Mishnah in Sukkah. That the Mishnah in Sukkah says, Yom Tov Achron, you have to now pass with the Sukkah a little bit. Melz, you want to show that the only reason why I was Mekayim the Mitzvah is because of the Tzivi Hashem. That's Azesh Lein Meiser Rav in the Goin. So the Rav thought, that's the marker for this as well, for this practice to Davka. I don't know how he got beer on Matzah Yom Tov. Of a guy. Okay, let's assume that. I imagine that was the case. Dafka got it from a guy, and maybe that's why he was able to be to make. But the point is, that's what it says in my surah. The point is that he wanted to show his entire. It says the going. We have a Chabad also has a Suras Moshiach, they call it. But we have a Litvish Welt has Tzubagleitin the Chag. Asalechi had it also. That Tzubagleitin the Chag says the going was matzah was very chaviv before him, and it was so chaviv that Yom Tov Achron, namely by us over here, Shvi Shal Pesach. So those who have the second day, Achon Shal Pesach, so they go ahead and they eat matzah. There's no mitzvah, there's no chiyuv to go ahead and have another meal. Chiyuv and Yom Zones have two meals. Shabbos, three meals. Yom Tov, two meals at night during the day. You have another meal of matzah to show the chavivus of matzah. That's what it says in my sevav, that the show is all the tzibri Hashem. That's what generated, that's what engendered this obligation to eat matzah. The going I said a shiur on this also in BMTL about 20 years ago. So I said a shiur on this in Achilas Matzah, it's a mitzvah kiyumis. That's the chizkuni, it's the going. It's many rishonim already. It's not just, it's come way before the going. But the going said it very explicitly that there's a mitzvah kiyumis. I eat a lot of matzah on Pesach. Even on Pesach night, I don't know how many kizaisim you have. I have not five kizaisim. I have each kizais by me as an entire matzah because of the chizkuni, because of the vilna going. That it doesn't so much agree with me too well, the matzah, but also the kiyum mitzvah, mitzvah kiyumis.
I heard from the Rav a different explanation about the Gaon, making Abdallah on beer.
He said this in the Shur Mansukah. I was there, I heard the Shur Mansukah for 12 years.
I was in a different Shur.
Okay.
So the Rav said, when something is asr, and then it becomes mutter, you have to demonstrate that method.
Beautiful.
And learned it from the Azir.
Correct. Ramban there on the spot as well. Right there on the spot. Ramban. Okay, so this is again the Yisod that is being mentioned here by the Rabbi Yehuda Chosid. That's what I was talking about. I mentioned the Darshan Yosef. So he said there's another way to fulfill mitzvahs, namely, punkfaket. Get yourself all hyper. That's what this generation is all about. Rabbi, I can't learn now. Why not? I'm not excited. This Gemara doesn't excite me. This Gemara is boring. This Gemara is irrelevant. Has no connection to my life. Why would I learn it? So mainly you understand that they're learning a sugya nozir by Tiglach Shnia. Okay, you could hear that. Not so excited about Tiglach Shnia. But we learned, let's say, in Masechah Shabbos. And you start going through the protim and pirtei protim of every melacha. Rabbi, this is boring. Everything is boring. Nothing is exciting. So they only do something if it excites them. And if it doesn't excite them, so then when you go from excitement and then you try to get to tzibui, get nisht. It's not going to work. That's what Rabbi Soloveitchik points out, and that's it for Darash Darash Yosef by the Ched of another Rabbi. The key is Hashem lo tzibui Hashem. The key is you have to be mekayim the tzibui Hashem. If you take a look at the Dal Banim, even though we're a little past that, but the key of the Chacham is one word. Chacham ma omer. Ma ha'idus v'chukim ha'mishpatim asher tzibu Hashem Elokeinu Eschem. V'yamad ha'lovincha avonim ha'yinu l'par mitzvayim. V'yotzien Hashem Elokeinu mitzvayim v'yach ha'zvaka v'zvon utuya. V'yitan Hashem oisus v'oisin. And then it says also again the Lashon of tzibu. Three times by the Chacham, the Lashon of tzibu. That's the key. That's what motivates the Chacham is the tzibu Hashem. Last night, Rav Meir Lichtenstein Shlita, when he spoke about Rav Soloveitchik, so he mentioned all his philosophy came from a depth understanding of halach. Not punkfakert. Not you start with somehow philosophy and you go into halach. That's a toast. That's a toast. One of the toyos of this generation. Unless you're a orangutan in halach, there's no way you can have. Rav Kook also writes in a very similar fashion. You say to Rav Kook writes like that. Philosophy can only come about as a result of emergence in halacha. One who is immersed in halacha, I mean down the prot road, kotzeh shayud, you can develop a hashkafa, you can develop a philosophy. But you try to do it the other way, it's pashut, evanescent, transient. It's simply, eiseis perchos ba'avir, has no basis, has no foundation whatsoever to be anchored in. And so that's the same you start over here. First comes the tzibui Hashem, first you're anchored, and then after that you can develop a hashkafa. You can develop a philosophy of life. You can develop a worldview regarding the matter. Okay, there are a few more in the Al-Sheikh, HaMesha Al-Sheikh. So, you know, that's how I came to this. That's how I started. Because Nadav Aviyu, that's the issue that he deals with. What was the chet of Nadav Aviyu? He has a law arichos. By the way, this is a sefer that unfortunately is not learned by myself either. Someone gave me the entire Al-Sheikh as a matana. Oh, matana. I spoke about it earlier. He gave me the whole Al-Sheikh, about 8, 9, 10 volumes. So what did I do? I felt bad. So when he gave it to me, I learned the Al-Sheikh. How long ago was that? About 30 years ago. And maybe I've seen it once or twice since then. So now, once again, I looked at it because of here. So it says, Bifroya pros, tachochas alova, midah kenegad midah parea. What is the reason why this midah kenegad midah? Leman acha yiten alibo. That's what the pasuk says. Someone just asked me a shayla about 2 weeks ago. They had two events. One was an alavaya, one was a chasana. So they asked me, I can only go to one. Which one should I go to? So they asked me, al pi alocha. So I right away quoted this pasuk. Namely, Tov lalecha da beis evel, lalecha beis hamishte. He said, what, that's how you paskin alocha? I said, yeah, it's a klal pasuk. From that you'll get v'achayi tina libo. And that's a bigger revach than what you'll get from a simcha. He wanted to go to the simcha. He didn't want to go to the... Why, understandably.
Why did he ask?
What?
Why did he ask?
Because he asked me a million shilas.
With no intention to do whatever.
This fellow was a member of the shul, and they were taught well by the previous rav. Al kol tzad b'shal sholim. You don't have to, because you are your talmid chacham on your own. You don't need a rav. You're a rav yourself. They ask al kol tzad v'shal. Of course, along the way, one of the problems with that is that they don't know how to think themselves. So that's a problem. And that also you have to say, v'achay yiten alibo. Okay, but that's just derech agav. Anyway, so here he says here, ki tvo'eu shoa, el ha'shalo oto v'asa dugmatav, yashuv imenu kadavar shenema, In the Nefesh HaChayim also has a long discussion on this in Shaar Dalet. Again, along similar lines. But here he's saying, when a person Chas V'Shalom is Meyusa B'Yisurin, then you'll begin to think, why did it come about? The Gemara says, Yitla B'Bitl Teila, Gemara Zayin Brachis, a whole series of person is Meyusa B'Yisurin, what should he think? B'Huki Midasa Yisbarach She'Poyo Lado Mishalim Midi K'negad Mida, also Eber She'Kil Kelo Poga Mecheto, Al also Eber Atzma Mevi Olav Yisurin. This is a Ramban in the beginning of Vayikra. Ramban in the beginning of Vayikra, when he discusses Karbanos, he brings the Machlokes between himself and the Rambam. The Rambam writes in the book of Kayadua, the whole idea of Karbanos is to wean the people away from Abed Zara and Mitzrayim. the whole Welt jumps on the Rambam. What? The reason why the Torah introduced the whole doctrine of Karbonos is to wean us away from the Avodah Zarah Mitzrayim and doesn't have any positive kind of notion. It's all simply to somehow we should negate an attribute or an understanding which is incorrect, which is inappropriate. That's the whole, they all jump on the Rambam. So the Ramban suggests what many Rishonim say. Now, so let's just say the truth of the Rosh about this topic, namely that he called the doctrine of substitution. Namely that the Ramban writes that every Aver of a person was given to him for a tafkin. Every Aver has a specific function and purpose. And the purpose, of course, is to be Mekadosh Shem Shamayim with that Aver. Your legs, raglayim memaros, to do mitzvahs, as opposed to memaros, lorutz ra, and yodayim, again, yasku b'mitzvah, sasu tzon v'ichash v'ashamayim. The moment the person does not do that, that Aver loses its chus kiyum. As they state in Ramban, beginning of Yikra. It loses its chus kiyum, and therefore loses its chus kiyum. It is liable to excision. It should be cut off. That Aver should be completely severed. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Berov Chazda Agodo, gives us the opportunity to achieve penance, to achieve kapara, expiation. That's why but that's an act of chesed on the part of Hashem Yisbarach. Others say it differently. Others say that each aver in my body is a pikadon, which a person is a pikadon means it's mufkad biyadcha, and you have to obviously guard the pikadon in the ideal kind of fashion. There's a famous radvaz. The radvaz is found twice, once in the Chumash Radvaz and once in the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin. The radvaz has a perish on the side in Hilchos Sanhedrin. So someone asked the Radvaz the following kasha, and the tshuva is much more marich, but there in the Ha'ara to the Radvaz in Sanhedrin is a shorter, more precise kind of explanation. He was asked, why is it that when it comes to a person's ability regarding mammon, I can give away money that I have, I can squander it, I can fritter it away, I can hopefully spend it on good causes, give money to yeshivas, and give money to institutions of chesed, and yet when it comes to any onesh aguf, namely malchus, or it comes to, God forbid, the person goes to Bezin and says, I killed X. So we have a principle. Ain't nothing makes him asma rosha. The Gemara said that you can't, the doctrine against self-incrimination. You can't incriminate yourself. But when it comes to any onesh aguf, let's say I said I violated a law. I come to Bezin, I violated a law. Now we're going to give you malchus. We throw out this matter out of court. Or for that matter, I killed someone, we throw you out of court because ain't no the Mesa Atzer Rosha. In fact, the Radvaz, what's the difference? Answer the Radvaz in the Tshuva Ba'arichos and there in the Hilchos Sanhedrin. Very briefly, he says, Mammon was given to me by Hashem for the purpose of spending, hopefully give tzedakah, do chesed, support Torah institutions, support institutions of chesed, do good things with. Mammon is mine, and that's where a person can go ahead. Hodas baldin k'me'edim domi. Among Subis and elsewhere, the Gemara says, if I want to give you $1,000, I can just go and Kinyan Sudar, and I'm a chayit to you $1,000. But however, when it comes to nefashos, you don't own your body. It's not yours. You have no bailus on your guf. That's the Mishnah Baba Kam, Mishnah Achevel. Person wants to go ahead and engage in self-flagellation, wants to hurt himself, the way Chayis Rabbi Chassid, they had the Chassidim and the Chayis Rabbi Chassid. They would climb up poles and shinny up the pole in the middle of the winter, minus 20 below zero, in their birthday suits. Why? In order to have Yisurin. Somehow they should be miyasa themselves. There's no seichel to that whatsoever. They were called chassidim. They were the early chassidim. Now we have other kinds of chassidim we have today. But they were the early chassidim. And those chassidim did things that were obviously not ratzui in the eyes of Hashem. We don't own our bodies. We can't injure ourselves. We can't engage in self-flagellation. That's what the Radvaz writes, so basically Yasodi writes over there. So here also, that's what he's alluding to this, in Ev Shachayim, Ev Chaim Eloshim, when he says that, Oso ha'eva shekilke alo poga mecheto, al oisa eva atzma, maybe alo b'yisurin. Hashem is going to be miyaser, that eva, that's b'midah, shonam b'y, they might have been lo. V'tachos kabanosu yizbarach b'zeh, k'nei shemitoch ha'yisurin, yabin ha'odam, v'yed al eze chet bo, v'yoshu v'alibo li'os meidah v'eze, v'shover v'follow. On the bottom, there's this was taken from Harav Pessin, who cites this. You said there are four volumes. I only saw one. But anyway, he quotes there a sefer called Dibros Tzvi, Rav Tzvi Weisfish. B'tam ha'davar שהקדוש ברוך הוא מנש סחות יהיה בהנוגז מידו כנגד מידו, כסו רבי מחיינם, כי זהו מיחס לי הקדוש ברוך הוא על אדם. על ידי כך יוכל הוא לחקור לפשע שמסוב, על מה בא עליו העונש, ומכיוון שיודע ממנו כי העונש בא על האדם באבא שבחוטו, בעניין החטא שבחוטו, לכן מתוך התבררות בפרטי העונש, יכול האדם לבוא על חיק האמס, ממה חוטו, על מה הוא נית ומלא לו. I don't know exactly what's the source, what's the cause of this, that which I did. It's really an amazing, astounding bit of hashkocha. V'yesh b'zeh tam nosaf, he calls the Al-Sheikh. Lama ha'adam ne'enash b'onash ha'shu me'en ha'chet ha'shechata. He calls the Al-Sheikh, he'en emet chachamim zal yagidu. Kolobre ha'beira achat kilu bori koach tumo shemekati golo. V'hu gam hu ha'miyaseret ha'adam b'olam hazeh. B'tochechot al-avon b'chol choli b'chol maka b'olo. That's the kitrog that a person himself creates by virtue of his behavior. Vu mamar akosav, because pasuk Yishayo, vu mamarin al apostle, another pasuk, tiyasvich vasech, v'gam behenim, v'gehenim, hein heim ham yasim esosei, kemfuhi shatsin al apostle, and v'chein kol choli, umaka abon v'yodam, etc., etc., al pizeh akosav maral tzintz, muvan ha'in yinimidu kemigil, shemeik, mekevan shachetu amanish, the chet itself is that which is in effect, in responsible for the punishment that we're about to receive, Hari Pashu Shu Manish Balto in Yan Shenotar Balolam. Zel Gamkin Efsha Atam Shumina Kegamida, Yahasha Yisur Mitzad Abunatmo, Abunyasu Gamkin Vidava Shazoda. Unbelievable. Okay, the last page here, there are a number of shmuzin that I heard myself from Hagain Abchaim Shulevitz in 1971-72. I heard at least three shmuzin from him on this topic of Midah Kegamida. Two of them are actually published in the Sichot Musar. You know, he gave hundreds and hundreds of shmuzim. So I asked my brother, Baron Davis, who's a rabbi in the Mir Yeshiva for many years, 47 years, how come none of those shmuzim are published? Hundreds! Not just the, how many are there, 30, 40? What? For years he said shmuzim. There's some sort of, you know, reminds me, there's a sefer called Rabbi Yerucham, Adam Bechava. It was rarely published. The Chidor writes in his sefer, Shem Agdelem, there was some sort of a ban against publishing that sefer. It was never reprinted. Till Ari Yom Hazeh, when computers came into being, and then all of a sudden they started printing it, they tell over Meisim, people try to reprint it, and they disappeared from the face of the earth. Okay, this is not in my area, but in Kitzur, they said the same about the Abchai Shulevitz, about the Shmuzin. That's why they won't publish any of the Shmuzin. Anyway, so this shmuz is published. It's a very famous shmuz. I'll just read part of it, and maybe we will then call it a day. Oh, this goes on the Gemara and Saita. Hakerna, hakerna. What is that? Gzeres Shava. Omda HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yehuda. Atavat Levicha, hakerna. Chayecha, shetamar omeret lecha, hakerna. Lemiachotem, lepsilim, amateyele. What's the nature of this Gzeres Shava? Hakerno, hakerno. So this is how Chaim interprets it in the Midah Kedeged Midah kind of modality. He writes here, Vahi Baisahi, Vahirid Yehuda Meisecho, Omer Chazal, Lo Aya Katub Tzorich Lomar Elo B'Yosef Hurad Mitzvayma. Lo Lahafsik B'Emtza Pash Yehuda B'Tomah. This is a kasha all Mefarshim ask. Why is there a break in the continuity of the narrative? And there is a break. What's this story doing here? Ma'in Yishmita Yitzhar Sinai. Yosef is sold. Go down to Mitzrayim, and then suddenly Yehuda becomes a businessman, and he's a merchant, and all kinds of whatever happened with him and his children. Ma inyan shemitah itzar Sinai. What's he doing there? Umnei ma hismich parsha zolakan. Rabbi Yochanan amar kidei lismoch haker la haker. Klomar, lismoch haker no aksen is bintcha, laker no lemiachasem es hapsilum shamatama li Yehuda. Vakavani kemashikosam meforshim lodia, שהקדוש ברוך הוא פורא לאדם מידה כנגד מידה. חיינו מחזל. אומר לה, הקדוש ברוך הוא יהודה, אתה אמרת לביך, הקרנו, חייך, שתמר אומרת לך, הקרנו, והדובר תורן ביר. איך יש כאן הנהוגה של מידה כנגד מידה בעונש? וכי הלא של הקרנו הוא עונש? הלא העונש הוא הבושה. That's the עונש. The embarrassment that he was subjected to. ואוסו עונש היה גם אילו הייתה תמה משתמדת בלשן אחים. מה יפה הנהגת מידה כרגע מידה בעובדה זו? Why does this lashon, why does it say anything? It was the fact that Chazal even had the, what we know out from Tamar, that a person, better to throw yourself into Kivshan HaEsh, and Chas V'Sholom, don't be malbim chaver barabim. Hakadei kach, where Rabbi Yehuda writes, it's one of the Gimel Averis, Yahweh Val Yavah. We don't pass the Baloch like that. Mechaschin of Tumuts on this. Machogus is the Abedion and the other Rishonim. But anyway, he holds like that. But he has the Kasher, Abchaim, Shmuel David. The Kinyan is then a Motzim Gam Neitz Amosh Rabin, Allah Vashol, and Beshosh, and Emelo, so he can't say Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara and Saito, Vehom Hashem Elai, Rab Loch. Omer Alev, the Berab Biser, Berab Bisru. Berab Biser, what did Moshe Rabbeinu say? Rab Lochem. Rab Bisru, Rab, Moshe Rabbeinu was told by Hashem, Rab Loch, don't speak to me further, Badav Razeh. Upirish Rashi, Berab Biser, Esbedeh Machlokso, Rab Lochem B'nei Levi, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu told the Korach and his entourage. V'akadosh Baruch Hu medakdik matzadik chut asayru, v'nenash b'ayis amidu, v'chei matzino b'shosh enemelo, shekor b'yom avlomos isu b'yalkadu v'akadosh Baruch Hu, ein ato zoche b'shosh amartu v'hein lo yaminu li, havi hein, v'hein lo yaminu li, hein kor b'yom avlomos. He's bringing you all these Gershavas all over the place of Chayim Shmuel Levitz. Gam kin hanog as midu kagan midu, hi shon ish nevav lo shon rab lecha, v'hein kor b'yom avlomos, v'hein kor b'yom avlomos, v'hein kor b'yom avlomos, same kasha he's asking along the whole way. What's an afkamina regarding this use of similar language? And now I'm going on to the next column. See, Vayav Yosef is the Basim Baal Aviyam, Pirush Rashi, Kol Rosh Yoroya, any, whatever he saw with his brothers, Yamagad Aviv, Eivim and Achaydeg, Mizalzim and Ashmachos, Chshun and Alarayos, Ubishlashta, Lokal Eivim and Achay, Ishlazis, Ezim and Chiroso, Lokal Uchay, Alibashikon Achem Abodim, Evan Him Kayesa, Alibas Arayat, he says, I don't know. People make mistakes and they don't recognize it. That's how Hashem's way of showing you that you made an error. Once he was sold as an Eved, he realized what he had done. This language that he used, a language of Zilzol. He saw the Ta'ut b'dibat ha'arayot. In other words, it's mamish mida k'neged mida. Kemo kin hero lo kita b'chashdot ha'alev menachai. Shekein ab b'shat ha'kalkala, he used the hirib b'isim menachai, shoftu z'irizim, and mitivo shel adam shebeshat kalkalato ubahu v'chashu l'kam etzbarim. Mizen nochach yosef l'dal ki to b'shloshtan. B'lok av mesher lo ta'uso, that's exactly what Hashem does. Mida shodam bodi bodi l'no, he shows you your mistake, your error, and then you realize, you think back, what did I do, what did I say? And then you connect the dots, you realize you acted inappropriately. Akasha, I would imagine the fiat pshat, the answer is no. Where it says, Vayitmos Akatolis Badom, how would he know about that? What they did. But anyway, his point is that
he didn't know, it could be that Shem put the idea in his head to.
It's not mashma like that. I think Rabbi Yaskir is right. The pshuto shel mikra does not seem to indicate that. Anyway, his point is that.
Actually, knows the whole song just said it.
I mean, when in the conversation.
Maybe
by Avshitu. By Avshitu, as Yosef Kutanto. Son of Sapasim Asher Olav. Yeah, but then it's the Vayichu Lecho Lachem, so he's already gone. And Orchad Yishvelin. It's not Mashma that. What?
He had a dream about it.
Okay, that could also be. I mean, the Ramban, there's another Ramban that I don't have over here. But the Ramban also comments when they were talking in the presence of Yosef and he didn't let on that he knew their language. Aval Hashemim Anachnu Alochino. That's Mamish B'midosh and the Ramban on the spot there. What?
In there, and that means the Mitzvah.
Correct, exactly.
All the details. Mamish.
Yeah, yeah. That's Mamish. But Ramban, Abba Makom, Ramban Al Atar. Midosh and the Beit Medulla. Aval Hashemim Anachnu Alochino, Shuraino, Tzorat Nafsho, Bitchanano, Elena, Velo Shamano. Al Kain Bo Eleinu Hatzara Azois. Mamish, okay. So that's what Rab Chaim goes on to describe over here. And he quotes the Gemara Ksubis and Sanhedrin and Saita, Abu Shabbatlo Dal Mises Bezin, Din Dal Mises Lebatu. Unbelievable Gemara. Mishin is chayev skila, ol neifel menagag, ol chayev dososel. And all the other cases that the Gemara mentions, v'chanika, v'chulu, v'chulu. But the chayev apirishu, shemishim shavar alisva skila, v'nishayba, l'chein neifel menagag. But the Gemara in Saita, not only because of the chayev, midah shalmeid, imedin eloim, and he goes, even though the midah b'teila, b'midah lo b'teila, midah atzim b'teila, no longer dal mizah bezdin. But b'midah, that the same... that's still actually relevant. So I think this is a tremendous... here, one last thing on the side. If you turn the page on the side, you'll see on top. He told him, Rablochem, I, Moshe, was a tzaddik korach of the shoyim. He shouldn't have used that language. Etc. Shari Haitam Machlotam Nikuda Shel Shifa the Hitalo de Lakab Yatila Kodesh Bofu. Wow. Even Anshi Kerach, there was some correct. Vaya Babita Zekade Lirapote Titam Tutam Laviad Ramamud, Meneshakamida Kanagamida, Shebashosh and Samis Kokach, the Scottish Medusha Saris Israel, Dosh Rasim Loi. So here, this came to haunt him. Dai Lachab Madregosra, Mida Kanagamida. This is, to me, an unbelievable Lekach that I'm talking to myself, that that's why my father Shalom taught me many, many years ago that every day at nighttime, that's when Shabura writes to Alochi, you have to make Cheshbon HaNefesh. And in the Cheshbon HaNefesh, you see exactly what you did. And then you examine what happens to you, and then you can probably connect the dots pretty well. I can't say I do it on an ongoing basis because I'm not a Navi, but often I do see connections between behavior of mind and that which subsequently occurs. Mamish, what are you said, Godel? Are you said in Hashkocha? Are you said in Tshuva? Are you said in Yisurim? Are you said in Kimat? One of the most fundamental, you said this, Avar Hashkocha Satera, Vida Shalomayde. I don't know how to turn this off, Abin Sano. Oh.